Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Monday, May 2nd, 2022. Stand up for your country. Important broadcast tonight for you, your family, your finances, all of that. We're going to be very precise as we try to be every night. But I hope you hang with us for the entire broadcast. Now, things with President Biden are actually getting worse, and that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So the financial markets are wobbling. They capitulated last week. And there's only one reason this is happening. It's the Wall Street titans, the head of the corporations and the people who hedge fund and all of that. They now know that Joe Biden is not going to improve on the job. Okay, it's over for him. Things will stay the same or get worse, and they're not very good right now financially. Consumers continue to spend. People are working. Wages are rising, but not nearly as fast as inflation. And now, with the financial markets losing confidence in the Biden administration, we're in for a rough ride there in the stock market. And that affects every American, even if you don't have stocks. Now, my personal advice to you is not to panic. But there is going to be pain. And just don't look at your statements. I mean, just turn away. Remember, if you don't sell, there's always a chance you come back. Will it get worse? Yes. But I don't expect a catastrophe like 1929. So the markets, they go down and they come back. But nobody can predict when or anything like that. But if you panic, that loss is in stone forever. Just remember that. So April, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 5%. The S&P down 9%. And NASDAQ down a whopping 14%. Now, if you don't know what that means, that's fine. I hope you all do have some person you trust giving you financial advice. But all you need to know is April was the turning point for the financial markets and Joe Biden, okay? Now, what does Biden think about all this? I'm not going to get into demeaning the man like, oh, he couldn't possibly understand or anything. That doesn't do anybody any good. But let's go first to his own analysis. Go.
Sir, how concerned are you about a recession given the GDP report today showed a contraction of 1.4% in the fourth quarter?
Well, I'm not concerned about a recession. And I mean, you're always concerned about a recession, but the GDP, you know, fell to 1.4%. But here's the deal. We also had last quarter consumer spending and business investment and residential investment increased at significant rates.
Okay. You can always find some kind of economic improvement. I'm not concerned about a recession. Well, I am concerned about a recession. This is just hope, right? It's like when Barack Obama first ran for president, hope and change. Well, change is gone, not going to be any change, but hope is what Biden has. That's all he has, okay? So the stock market, you know, look, I got about 23% of my assets in stocks. Now, I had what they call stop losses on a lot of them. They got stopped out. I sold. I made profits on most of those stocks, so I'm okay. The other stocks that I have, I'm not going to sell. All right? I'm going to hold them. And might take 2 years. Might take 4 years. Okay? But at this point, that's my strategy. If that changes, I will tell you. Now, the reason that the markets are going away from Joe Biden, remember, a lot of these moguls voted for him. They hated Trump. On Wall Street, Trump was a very good businessman, but Wall Street never really appreciated that. They just hated him. A lot of Wall Street money went into trying to elect Joe Biden. Remember that. So why have they turned? It's him. It's, yeah, bad policies, inflation, attacking fossil fuel, border, Afghanistan, yeah, but it's mostly him. Now, what do I mean when I say that? Roll the tape.
We're going to seize their yachts. their luxury homes and other ill-begotten gains of Putin's kleptocracy and the guys who are the kleptocracies.
Now, I thought that the sign language lady there, you know, was just gonna, what do? He can't speak. He makes no sense a lot of the time. People know he's diminished. He's going to be 80 years old later on this year. And as I wrote in my message of the day about gloating, which is not going to get anybody anywhere, Joe Biden's not Paul McCartney. McCartney's going to be 80 next month, and apparently he can remember the lyrics to his songs because he's on tour. Joe Biden couldn't even sing the refrain to Hey Jude. Now, if you know that song, you know how clever I am in my writing. But anyway, it's him, okay? So I looked up Jimmy Carter, and it was Jimmy Carter. It was the same thing. I looked up him midterm election. The House and Senate went GOP because Carter was screwing up. Anybody alive then remembers the gas lines, remember how befuddled he was, he didn't know what to do. Okay, this is Biden. And Carter got whacked in the midterms. Biden will get whacked as well. Now, the run-up in September, the stock market may start to build that in. But again, this is a guess on my part, and I don't want you buying or selling on guesses. Okay, so to wrap up the talking points memo, it's not going to get any better. Biden may be forced to do stuff on the border to close it up a little. Maybe. He doesn't want to. Inflation, I don't know how that's going to be tamed. You're now going to see high gas prices go to 4th of July, then they'll taper off a little after Labor Day. They may come down a bit because they are artificially manipulated to some extent. And again, the corporate moguls, even though they've turned on Biden, they don't want Trump back. They don't. So if they can manipulate here and there, they're going to. But I'm on it. I'm watching them and all that. And that is the memo. So the president had nothing on his schedule today. I don't count giving out medals to Boy Scouts. I'm sorry. I was trying to. Except that he's celebrating Eid al-Fitr. Breaking the fast in Islamic. So this is the end of Ramadan. Okay, that's fine. He wants to celebrate Eid al-Fitr. I have no problem with that. I like when everybody in the country is involved and has, you know, something acknowledged. I like that. Okay, now this is a great story. So hang with me. So last week, you remember that Alejandro Mayorkas, who's on his way out as the Homeland Security chief, he won't be there much longer. He announces a disinformation board. This is great. I love this. All right. So the disinformation governor's board is to point out false information to the American public. And Alejandro makes that announcement. Roll the tape.
Right. China. We know the problems, but it's still not clear to me how this governance board will act. What will it do?
So what it does is it works to ensure that the way in which we address threats, the connectivity between threats and acts of violence are addressed without infringing on free speech, protecting civil rights and civil liberties, the right of privacy. And the board, this working group, internal working group, will draw from best practices and communicate those best practices to the operators, because the board does not have operational authority.
That is the biggest bunch of gobbledygook I have ever heard, I think, in my entire career. What the deuce did the guy say? So let me translate for you. This is bogus. It has no authority whatsoever. It's not going to do anything. This is Mad Magazine. Do they still sell that? Mayorkas should be Alfred E. Newman. I mean, what? Me worry? This is so much garbage. There isn't enough sanitation trucks in the world. There aren't enough sanitation trucks in the world to pick it up. Now, the problem is that people hear this and they panic. I got emails all over. Oh, the violation of freedom of speech. They're going to get us. They're coming to get us. Some now they're going to get guys with guns to come and get us. I mean, really, it's nothing. Nothing at all. Another diversion from Alejandro, who knows the border is totally open with migrants and narcotics flowing across in record numbers. So he's going to establish a disinformation board? Come on. I mean, it's just, and when I see the conservative media taking the bait, driving all of their listeners and viewers into this frenzy of indignation, and it means nothing. And this is the kicker. They're putting a woman named Nina Jankowicz, age 33, in charge of this. Okay? So who is this? I don't know who she is. She sings some Mary Poppins thing on TikTok, I guess. I don't care. We looked her up. All she is a pundit. She's on, writes for the New York Times, Washington Post, The Atlantic, PBS, CNN, BBC, NPR, and every left-wing thing that you can think of. So this is the czarina of accurate information? Come on. Holly the Terror Dog is more qualified to run the disinformation governance board than what's her name? Nina. It's just crazy. I don't even know if Nina is going to get paid for this. If she does, it'll be on our dime. We'll pay for it. But don't worry about this. It's just another in a long line of BS from the worst administration possibly in American history, although I don't think he's going to top James Buchanan, as I said. All right, new poll conducted by Sean Cooperman Research on big tech companies. This is another thing. Hysteria over Elon Musk taking over Twitter. All right, this is 1,015 U.S. adults. Survey taken by telephone. 79% worry big tech has too much power over news and publishing. 78% feel big tech manipulates the news and publishing industries for their own gain. 77% agree with the following statement. Congress needs to rein in big tech by passing reforms. Okay? Now, one of those reforms is the Journalism Competition and Preservation Act, or JCPA. Now, this has been in play for almost a year. It's introduced by a bunch of senators, but it's gotten nowhere. And now I'm going to bring in a guy who took this poll, who's going to explain to me all of this. Doug Schoen is a friend, a political strategist on the Democrat side. He's the author of the book, America, Unite or Die, How to Save Our Democracy. He joins us now from New York City. So what is JCPA exactly? What would that do if it's ever passed?
Yeah, if it's passed, Bill, and I do hope it will be, it would provide some compensation from the tech companies to the newspapers and periodicals whose content they use on their sites. Put another way, if people use your content, they ought to pay for it, particularly if they're as rich as big tech.
Okay, so this is just basically a compensation bill. Why hasn't it gotten up for law? McConnell doesn't like it, or why hasn't it gotten
because
up for
law? Because of big tech's power across the board, Bill, they have systematically blocked it. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't have wide dissemination of content. It's all good. But pay people for their content in a way that's fair and equitable.
Okay, I don't have any beef with that. But I think most people don't care about that. They want some kind of government regulation of who's banned on social media, what is taken off, what is allowed on. They want some kind of supervisory capacity by the federal government. Isn't that what your poll showed?
No, I think our poll shows that they are afraid that big tech, acting on their own, has been an untrammeled force of, frankly, coercion. And as you alluded to with Elon Musk, a sense that somehow if the wrong people get in charge of a number of our outlets, it'll be bad. I frankly worry, I don't want the left or the right or anyone controlling our social media, our technology, and I sure don't want to be told by a tech company what I should or shouldn't read or what I should or shouldn't do.
Yeah, but that's the way it is now. And the only body who could regulate it would be the federal government, and most conservatives don't trust the federal government. And we've got, you know, Mark Zuckerberg, the Facebook guy, pumping $430 million into very selected voting precincts in the last election. You've got Twitter banning the president of the United States, Donald Trump, mm-hmm. from its forum. I would say this is out of control right now, but I don't know how you fix it.
Yeah, Bill, I'm just suggesting that about 80% of the American people believe there is a huge problem, agree with you that it is out of control. And I'm not saying I have a fix, but I sure think just pay people for their content is a small first step in the right direction.
Okay.
But bottom
I'm
line,
not disputing
Bill,
that. Go ahead, bottom
Bill,
line.
You're right. Big tech is out of control. The president shouldn't be barred. I disagree with him on most things. We ought to hear from him, even if I disagree or you disagree. And
absolutely.
I think Elon Musk taking over Twitter has got to be a step in the right direction. Because
I hope it will be, but it's so complicated because there are 6,000 tweets a second in this world. So nobody could possibly regulate them all. And a lot of those tweets defame people. They cause children bullying and all of that. It is every front, this out of control social media is causing harm. Every front. But who's going to wave the magic wand, Doug, and solve this problem when you have such an enormous flow of whatever you want to call it, information or opinion, into these companies? They can't do it.
I understand that, Bill, but the kind of common sense of centrism that you bring to bear is the kind of judgment we need rather than ideological leftists like the one
There's no doubt.
You were
but even I, and I consider myself a pretty savvy guy.
You are.
I don't know how I would solve this thing other than maybe designating political commentary here, social there, having stated rules that you have to follow, posted. But even if you have them posted, who's going to take them off and on? You got to hire human beings to do that. These people are rooted in Silicon Valley. That's an 80% far left play out there. Where are they going to suddenly move to Iowa? I mean, that's all of this is in play. It's just crazy what's happening in this world, not just in the country. When you have the Russian government has a Twitter account that they can use every day and Donald Trump doesn't, you know, Doug, it's out of control, don't you? Right?
Of course it is. Of course it is. That's why I say it's a step in the right direction for Elon Musk to take over, because hopefully we will redress the balance and allow the right back on in a way that's fair and reasonable.
I hope so. Okay, let's get to your party, the Democratic Party. You know, Doug, your party doesn't exist anymore. You know that. It's run, and with the help of social media and the corporate media, it's run by far left people now. There's no Democratic Party. There's no party of the Kennedys anymore. That's gone. Am I wrong?
Bill, I wish I could tell you you're wrong. You're all too right. We elected Joe Biden and got Bernie Sanders. AOC and Bernie set policy, not those of us in the center, common sense, Clinton, Kennedy, Democrats.
Did you vote for Biden?
I did. I regret it now.
So you wish now that you had voted for Trump?
I didn't say that. But I.
Well, yeah, it was one or the other, Doug. It was nobody else.
You know, Bill,
could have stayed home, I guess.
You have to exercise a franchise for every office. Bottom line, Joe Biden is not a man I could vote to reelect. I couldn't really vote for his policies. Donald Trump has done a number of things that I can't accept, but you're allowed in America. to reject both sides.
All right. And so that's interesting take you have, because that's what I think is going to happen to the Democrats in November. I think a lot of them are just going to stay home. They're not going to run out and vote for Republicans. They're just not going to show up. And I'm talking specifically African-Americans and the minority communities that have bolstered the Democratic Party. They can't be going in with any enthusiasm when they're getting their butt kicked by inflation, can they?
No. The polling we've done shows that they are discouraged, and they're the victims of crime, and they're the ones who the defund the police movement impacts most directly.
No doubt about it. The poor in America are getting hurt badly by the Biden administration, whereas they did not get hurt, at least economically, by the Trump administration. Doug,
and if the Republicans, Bill, are able to inculcate that message of inclusiveness of minorities in support of free market capitalism, there could be a political revolution.
I'm not sure they can do that, but we'll see. Thanks, Doug. As always, always great talking to you.
Thank great you pleasure. Much. Always. Thank you.
Okay. So this report about Biden money, and I can't give it much credence because it comes from the Daily Mail, one of the worst pieces of garbage on the face of the earth. But I'm just going to outline a problem for Biden, and maybe some responsible agency will report on this, and then we can advance it. So there are two tracks that give you, the American people, and worldwide, information about the president's money, how much money he has. Two tracks. There's the income tax track, IRS. Remember, Trump didn't release his full tax returns, but Biden did. And then there's something called the Office of Government Ethics, OGE. Where you have to file, if you are a politician, financial disclosures to the Office of Government Ethics. Okay? Now, according to the Daily Mail, there's a big discrepancy between Biden's tax returns and what he told the Office of Government Ethics. They put the number at about $5.2 million more in the government ethics report than the IRS report, or vice versa. It's hard to figure this out. Okay? But there's a discrepancy here. And it comes about, apparently, from a corporation Biden is involved with called Celtic Capri Corporation. Celtic, like Boston Celtics, but the correct pronunciation is Celtic, C-E-L-T-I-C, Capri, C-A-P-R-I. That is a corporation that Biden runs, Joe Biden. That's how he paid his son's debts. Okay, so it wasn't a gift. I got a couple of letters. Well, that's way over the 12,000 gift threshold, because apparently President Biden paid about $800,000 of debt for Hunter Biden. Came out of that, this Celtic Capri deal. Now, I'm going to stop there because I don't know enough about this. But I assume that there are responsible people looking at it. Maybe I shouldn't assume that. But if there is any reportage, I will tell you. I can tell you this. If Hunter Biden's indicted by the Delaware grand jury, that could lead to the end of his father as president. Could. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call And they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Donald Trump grand jury, New York, closed, no charges. On the day it closed, no charges, another grand jury in Georgia opened, investigating Trump's election interference allegation. Now, this all has to do with a phone call that Trump made to a Georgia state official, Brad Raffensperger, where he said, I just want to find 11,780 votes to overturn the Biden win in Georgia. Now, is that enough? No. Because if you lost by that small margin, you could say to anybody, hey, I just want to find the votes that I think are missing or were suppressed or were destroyed. It's not enough to convict anybody of anything. But anyway, New York grand jury, Trump out, Georgia grand jury in. I don't believe it will lead to anything. San Francisco, one of the perhaps the worst run city in America, next to Portland, Oregon, those two. So listen to this number. Amazing. 2019, before COVID, okay, in May, average 1 million hotel rooms occupied in San Francisco. 1 million for the month. 2 years later, 21, 50,000. Okay? So total visitors to San Francisco have dropped from 26 million to 10. Crime up in that city 30% across the board. San Francisco is ranked second for carjackings in the USA. That means you're in your car, you're stopped at a light or you're parked, and somebody comes along with a gun, gets you out, takes your car. What's the worst city? Denver, Colorado. I did not know that. Anyway, San Francisco is a disaster. We've reported on extensively. Now they're paying the price. People are not visiting the city. Interestingly enough, I will be in San Francisco briefly at the end of this month. I'll tell you more about that. Naomi Judd. All right, she died over the weekend. And this is a very tragic thing. Age 76. I'm sure you've heard of the Judds, country music duo. Naomi and her daughter, Winona. In 2009, got a call from Naomi asking me to come down to give out a country music award in Nashville, which I did. And I did it solely for her. She's a very nice woman, big Factor fan. She invited me down. I went down. We had a nice dinner. And she couldn't have been more gracious. And over the years, I, you know, have kept in touch with Naomi. I knew she was a very troubled woman. She knew she was a very troubled woman. You know, mental illness comes in a lot of different forms. You know, that's why I do a lot of benefits for that and raise a lot of money for it, because it's not your fault. You know, it's some of it's heredity, environmental. But anyway, when I heard about Naomi, I was very sad. She was a very, very nice woman. On the other hand, this day in history, May 2nd, 2011, a very evil person was killed by Navy SEALs. That would be Osama bin Laden. This is the anniversary of the bin Laden raid. And you heard 11 years ago today, this.
Good evening. Tonight, I can report to the American people and to the world that the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda, and a terrorist who's responsible for the murder of thousands of innocent men, women, and children.
All right, tomorrow, Killing the Killers, The Secret War Against Terrorists comes out, and I open the book with the bin Laden raid by the SEALs. I'll tell you right now, you do not know what happened. You will know when you read Killing the Killers. It is an amazing, amazing military action. And we take it from the beginning right to the end. When they took bin Laden's body, they flew it down to the Indian Ocean and they plunked it. And when I wrote the opening, Martin Dugard and I wrote the opening to this book, I drove the narrative so explicitly, it's violent. So, but you need to know how this was executed. Pardon the pun, because bin Laden was executed. Now, they would have taken him alive, but he didn't cooperate. So when you see step by step what happened, I guarantee you're not going to be able to take your eyes off this book. So Killing the Killers, we open with the bin Laden raid that happened 11 years ago today. Ironically, the book comes out tomorrow. The timing is perfect. By the way, there is a guy in prison who really helped America. His name is Shaquille Afridi. He's a physician, and he confirmed that bin Laden was in the compound in Abbottabad, Pakistan, by giving the bin Laden family phony vaccines. Well, Afridi's still in prison. The American presidents have not been able to get him out. Bothers me. Okay, we got a good mail segment, then a final thought on a town hall, live town hall I am doing that we want you to participate in. So we'll take a quick break and be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Okay, let's go to the mail. We'll begin with Mark, Amy, Massillon, Ohio. Killing the Killers arrived on Saturday, and by Sunday, I had read the whole thing. It was great. Of all the killing books, this was your best effort, O'Reilly. Well, Mark, first of all, I'm really happy, and I told everybody they ordered in advance from BillO'Reilly.com. You get it first, and you did. So now if you order advance today, we'll get it to you, I think, quicker than Amazon and Barnes & Noble. It's okay to order from there. It's all right. Okay, but we, you know, we pay particular attention to getting this stuff to you quick. But I'm glad you like the book, Mark. It was the best reporting. It is the best reporting, Killing the Killers, I've ever done in my career. Can't say it's the best book, but I can tell you it's the best reporting. Paul Hankels, Arlington Heights, Illinois. I received Killing the Killers Saturday. Pleasant surprise. I finished reading Sunday. The story of Kayla Muller is tragic, but the book brings a good point out of a bad situation. Kayla will not be forgotten. And that was why we centered in on Kayla Muller, a young Arizona humanitarian worker who was kidnapped by ISIS. Her parents are still in Arizona. They cooperated with us. You'll never forget Kayla after reading what happened to her. I never will. Susan Apino, Leander, Texas. Bill, please explain to me why you think Michelle Obama is qualified to run for president. Now, Susan, I didn't say she was qualified to run for president. I know people hear what they want to hear, but I never said that. I said she was the only hope the Democrats have of winning in 2024. They don't have anyone who could win at this point. Qualified? I never got into that. Mike Murray, Dallas, Oregon, right outside of Portland. Bill and Hunter Biden, and I can tell you what will happen. Nothing. Democrats never suffer any consequences, no matter how egregious the offense. Find it hard to believe the grand jury and panel in Delaware will move this case forward. The swamp is deep. But there's no swamp in Delaware. So if the grand jury doesn't move it forward, there's going to have to be an explanation. But it's not political right now. It's the folks. Folks sit on a grand jury. Mark Reiman, Lanaberg, Pennsylvania. What do your liberal friends say about Biden now? Nothing. None of them defend him. They can't. But they still hate Trump. I think some of them, not all of them, more than what the catastrophe that Biden's reaping upon the country. Linda Ketcherside, Kansas City, Missouri. Bill, your column, The Art of the Gloat, nails it. This is exactly how I felt even before the 2020 election. Situation is so awful, there's no reason to gloat, but you know if the tables were turned, there would be relentless gloating by the left, of course. If Donald Trump had screwed up like this in office, you know, they would have been jumping up and down instead of contriving ways to impeach him, which is insane. Evie Halfacre, Florissant, Missouri. Bill, always enjoy the No Spin News. Are the people still in jail for the January 6th riot being denied their habeas corpus rights? They are. I don't know about it. Though if anybody knows anybody who's incarcerated now, not after being convicted, but waiting trial, who's denied due process, please tell me. Because we can't find any. Carla Dobbs, Mason City, Illinois. Every time I buy a gallon of gas, I feel like Joe Biden has just stolen $2 from me. Legitimate thought, no doubt about it. Linda Nelson, Laval, Maryland. Hey, Bill, I've been a premium member for more than 5 years, and I must say it's the most value for my buck I can get. I listen to you every day as I exercise. Not only do I get up-to-date news, but I get the bonus of getting my workout in while I listen to you. Well, that's good. You know, it's a twofer. You're staying in shape mentally, and you're staying in shape physically. Susan, have you asked Holly the Terror Dog her opinion of the Musk purchase of Twitter? Okay, so Holly is agnostic, doesn't care about all politics, except if there are treats involved. So, say President Biden said, because of COVID, we're sending dogs free treats, then Holly would be on board. So Holly, they want to hear the politics, the treats. Holly. Okay, Mom and Dad's Day coming up. I can't tell you, you don't have to buy a big expensive gift. Just give them a couple of mugs. I wish you had the white ones, but they're sold out. Trump took a dozen of these himself. I don't think he wrote me a check, but that's okay. But just give them, look, if you give Mom and Dad for their days, premium memberships to BillO'Reilly.com, you get a free copy of Killing the Killers or any other book for yourself, or you can give it to them as a twofer, and then you fill it in with a few mugs, and we're talking under $100, you know, about that for a nice Father and Mother's Day gifts. And come on, this is time you gotta watch your money. Word of the day, do not be saturnine, S-A-T-U-R-N-I-N-E, when writing to us, bill@BillO'Reilly.com, bill@BillO'Reilly.com, name and town, if you wish to opine. I say that because the people listening on the radio now to the No Spin News, and our radio is expanding like crazy. You know, we've got TV, you're watching me, but a lot of people are listening on the radio. Sometimes you guys on the radio forget the name and town. That's very important. All right, quick break. We're back with a final thought about the live town hall coming up.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom? Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Here is the final thought of the day on Wednesday, May 11th, 9 Eastern. We make it that way, so 6 o'clock Pacific. I will be live here answering your questions about anything you want. The book? Absolutely. Politics, social stuff, nutrition, finance. Now, mostly concierge members get this because that's what they pay for. If you're a BillO'Reilly.com concierge member, you ask me any question, and within 24 hours, I answer it. Okay? Anything. Now we're opening that up for one night only. For everybody, you can ask me whatever you want to ask. I can't get to all of them because I'm sure we'll have thousands of questions, but get the questions in now. Send them to BillO'Reilly.com. Just put a little heading. All right, May 11th, Town Hall. Here's my question. So I have them, okay? And we always have a lot of fun with these, but only premium and concierge members on BillO'Reilly.com can see it. That's it. That's one of the perks for you guys. So I'm saying, you know, premium membership, concierge membership, it's worth it. It's not that expensive. And you're going to get back way more than you put in. Just on discounts alone, gift giving alone, and financial advice alone. Well, concierge members, I mean, all day long, you know, they're worried, and they should be worried. And I tell you what I am doing. Okay, this is what I am doing. Can't give financial advice, but I can tell you what I'm doing. Does that make sense? So anyway, I'm looking forward to it, May 11th. We'll be promoting it, but this is the big promotion now. So I don't want to hammer it, you know, too hard. If you become a premium member or a concierge member, you get a free copy, and we'll get that copy out to you right away of Killing the Killers or any of my other books. 19 million of my books in print. Can you believe that? Now, our advanced sale for Killers is huge. All right? It's big. It'll be interesting to see the New York Times, and they almost have to, because we buy our books from Ingram, which reports to all of the bestseller lists. And we've had a bigger than Killing the Mob, and Killing the Mob was big. A big advance sell for Killing the Mob. Remember, Killing the Mob was number one 9 consecutive weeks, all right, last year at this time. And we're gonna twin up Killing the Mob with Killing the Killers for Father's Day. You'll be able to buy the two books at a special price. But I was very gratified to see Killing the Killers, a serious book. Okay, it's not, this is stuff you really need to know, particularly in the light of what Russia is threatening. Where do you see what our weapon systems are? And nobody's ever had this before. Where do you see what we have? And a lot of that's because of Trump. And if I'm Putin and he knows what we have, you better watch your butt, pal. And a lot of these weapons, these high-tech weapons, were used in killing the terrorists. And nobody knows, because there's no reporting on it. It's all national security. Anyway, May 11th, Wednesday, 9 Eastern, Town Hall, premium and concierge members on BillO'Reilly.com. Please sign up, and we will see you tomorrow.